Another international best-selling book is getting the Hollywood treatment. Actually, the all-time best-selling book. Grace Lim has this review of Noah, a modern, big-budget retelling of the biblical ark builder.
It begins.
Noah, played by Russell Crowe, lives in a harsh, cruel world where men and monsters are equally evil.
Our family has a great task. We have to save the innocent.
As he sets out to accomplish this mission, a malicious and carnal leader named Tubal Cain threatens Noah's family and vows to take over the ark he is building. The vile Tubal Cain leads a band of dirty, long-haired thugs who rape and pillage everything in sight.
Kill Noah! We take the ark!
Visually, Noah looks like many other epic hero tales, like Crowe's own Gladiator. There's Crowe with a manly beard and rusted clothes and boots on. There's a serenely beautiful wife, played by Jennifer Connelly, who soothes and mothers the burly husband and winsome children. So there's nothing visibly original about the film, even in the Aronofsky-esque creation sequence. Golden images representing Adam and Eve and a cartoonish snake reveal the story of the first sin. Black silhouetted figures against the background of a fiery sunset play out the first murder when Cain killed Abel. An unbelievably silly choice of the film was to invent giant rock creatures called the Watchers, who helped build the Ark and defend Noah in the last moments before the flood. Christian leaders have spoken out about the inaccuracies of the film's plot, including the Watchers and an obvious nod toward evolution during the creation scene. Aronofsky's vision of the Noah story is sometimes epic, sometimes silly, but thoroughly all out. Darren Aronofsky.
I was really focused on making this film available for believers as well as non-believers.
Aronofsky seems to defy genres with his film, pushing past religion to paint his own picture of what the Noah story is and means. Grace Lim, Annenberg Radio News.